Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait, go back. There it is. Yeah. Woo! Yo, you are now tuned in to the livest show in the world. Yeah, turn up your radio. It's about to go down. Eminem got the hottest show around. So turn it up, bump the speakers loud.
Get ready.
It's about to go down right now. On the new Eminem radio vibe. Turning up the youth, turning up for life. On the new Eminem radio vibe. Turning up the youth, turning up for Christ. This is Eminem radio.
Everybody, my name is Misa.
And my name is Mia.
Also known as Eminem, and you are listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration. That's right, y'all already know, it's Eminem Live Radio. What's going on, y'all? We are so excited to be on the airwaves for the next 60 minutes with YOU. But listen, if you were looking to tune in to a radio show that's as cold as a polar bear's toenails, but keep it as lit as a match, you tune in to the right show, my friend. But of course, I cannot do the show by myself. I need my sister. What's going on, Mia?
What's popping, Misa? Now, you know a show is dope when it's cold as a polar bear's toenails.
But as lit as a match.
That is something else, man. Listen, what's going on, everybody? Listen, thank you guys so, so much for once again tuning in to your girls right here. On You Already Know, it's Eminem Live Radio. Then let's go ahead and get this party started. All right, now, of course, you guys already know your girls love us some Fridays. Now, not just because it's close to the weekend, but because we get the opportunity to shout out one of our followers who just decided to go in. And blow up our notifications on Instagram by liking our pics. So with all that being said and done, here's a huge shout out to @TheHustleUp2. On Instagram. Listen, now if you want to be next week's Follower Friday, listen, I'm gonna let you know what you need to do, so you gotta listen up.
Listen up.
Make sure you're following us on IG. That's on Instagram @MMLiveRadio. Be the first to shout us out or blow up our notifications, and you could be next week's Follower Friday.
You know how we do this. Hashtag too many hashtags. Man, it's where we give all things trending as well as all things current through the use of hashtags. Now, do me a quick favor and save a life and tell somebody that your favorite segment is going up in a couple more minutes. Your hashtags are on the way.
And listen, we hope you guys had a great week because your girls had a great one as well. But listen, we love to talk to you guys and take the time to tell you about all the things that we did throughout the week and get your opinions on things as well. Okay, so this week we took a poll on our IG stories and we talked about all of the greatest Disney movies of all time. And listen, we're going to talk about what you guys voted for. We're going to see if all of these Disney movies were worth the vote.
I can't wait to see what they say.
I am too.
Y'all stay close. We have your dose of encouragement not too far, as my girl Mia will be sharing and dropping her 1 minute inspiration, y'all. Of course, you know, when Mia drops something, it's absolute knowledge and straight wisdom, so you don't want to miss out.
Pressure.
But also, stay tuned. We're talking about pressure.
Pressure.
I don't even see it. Listen, stay tuned as we spin the newest releases from your favorite artists during Hot Tracks Off the Racks. Man, that's hot. Listen, keep it locked right here where you got it.
But listen, man, we got a great conversation going up on this week's show. It's all centered around a current event that just happened recently. Melania Trump says that women need really hard evidence if they come forward with sexual assault allegations. Now, do you agree or disagree with that statement? Let us know what you're thinking on Instagram and Twitter @MMLiveRadio. But listen, you gotta add us in the tweet or comment so we can see what you're talking about. But Misa, let's go ahead and get into some really good music. Now, we gotta give a huge shout out to Selena Gomez. She recently posted how she's gonna be going on a social media break. And I think it's her second one she's done so far. So I think she's got a lot going on in her life right now. And I always think it's really good and important to, like, take some time away from social media, get away from it all. So, you know,
clear your mind,
you know, get to enjoy your family, get your mind right, all those types of things. Huge shout out to her. We wish her nothing but the best. So here's one of her songs that we love so much, Killing With Kindness by Selena Gomez. Then Hot Track Off the Racks starts right after that. Keep it locked right here. You're listening to You Already Know.
It's Eminem Live Radio.
The world can be a nasty place. You know it, I know it, yeah. We don't have to fall from grace. Put down the weapons you fight with and kill them with kindness. Kill them with kindness. Kill them, kill them, kill them with kindness. Kill them with kindness. Kill them with kindness. Go ahead.
Kindness by Selena Gomez. Now it's time for new music from your favorite artist with hot tracks off the rack. That's right. Here is hot track number one, Mama We Made It by Uzuhan. Keep it locked right here listening to, you already know.
It's Eminem Live Radio.
Hot track number one.
Oh, here it goes.
One day it'll all make sense. Uzuhan. Yeah. Whoa.
Mama, we made it.
Yeah, we made it.
Hope you're proud.
Hope you're proud.
All those times that I never kept it down was for now. I won't fake it.
I won't fake it.
Had my doubts.
I had my doubts.
I swear I was close to tapping out. Kiss the ground, yeah. I guess we're taking the bow. Dreaming cause you taught me how. I know that I got it good. Wifey be holding me down. Some never get out of town. Only keep running their mouths. Something they hold at a crown. They sound like, no. So many what if and I might. Different opinion and soundbite. Nobody knew what it would sound like. Either take flight or skydive. Maybe I'll get rich or die trying. So many faces and limelight. But not many look like me. Not many move like me. Ooh, tell me what's a win if I never ever failed. If I didn't try, who would tell I tell? Used to dream by moments just like this. In my speech, I would tell it just like Mama, we made it. Can't believe I'm running my victory lap. How about that?
How about that?
Mama, we made it.
Mama, made it.
Can't believe I'm running my victory lap. How about that?
How about that?
다 보게 되던 내 매일은 오늘만을 위해 썼던 거였겠죠. 그늘뿐이던 내 주위를 밝힐 수가 있게 된 거죠 내가. 오늘은 집에 가 맥주 한 잔과 들 선물들이 좀 많죠. 많은 사람들 앞에 서 있는 드로피가 그 중 하나죠. We've been working pretty hard to master it, yeah. 매일매일 고되고 좀 이미 든 거죠, yeah. 이젠 이미 모든 걸 다 이뤄낸 거죠, yeah. Bye bye, my bike and Nacho. Bye bye, my bike and
Nacho. Mama,
we made it.
Can't believe I'm running my victory lap.
Yeah, yeah.
How about that?
How about that?
Mama, we made it. Can't believe I'm running my victory lap.
Thank you, God.
How about that?
Run that back.
Mama, we made it. Can't believe I'm running my victory lap. How about that?
How about that?
Mama, we made it. Can't believe I'm running my victory lap.
Oh yeah,
how about
that?
What's a gift?
What's a gift? God bless, yeah, yeah.
If you keep it all for yourself, yeah, yeah.
지금부터가 시작인 거죠. 이제 매일매일이 다를 거예요. 구석에 백수와 들러면 이제 자랑스러운 우리 아들 된 거죠.
Aim for greater. It's a jungle out there trying to get you.
생각지도 못한 일들이 눈앞에 펼쳐질 테죠. 생각지도 못한 것들이 이제 우리 손에 달리게 되죠.
Mama, we made it.
Mama, we made it.
Can't believe I'm running my victory lap.
Best believe it.
How about that?
Hmm? Huh?
Mama, we made it.
Mama, we made it.
Can't believe I'm running my victory lap. How about that?
Hot track number one, that was Mama We Made It by Uzuhan featuring G-Banoff. Listen, we got a chance to meet Uzuhan at A3C Fest. And listen, bro killed it.
Insanely.
Listen.
It's crazy as to how much energy he has. And to even hear him talk about his background of being Korean.
Yeah.
It was amazing. And it was such a pleasure to meet him.
And listen, we had to give him his props after his show. But that's his new song out right now, Mama, We Made It. Make sure you guys go download that song ASAP. You're back with your girls, Misa and Mia. From you already know, it's Eminem Live Radio. And listen up. Because I'm going to let you know what time it is right here, right now. It's time for Hashtag Too Many Hashtags, where we tell you guys all things current as well as all things trending through the use of hashtags.
You know, on social media, when we make a post or status, we tend to go in.
Go in.
On the hashtags. Well, the segment right here is called Hashtag Too Many Hashtags, where we give you guys all things trending, all things current through the use of hashtags. Y'all, get your mamas by the radio because you got to hear this. Hashtag not my mama. Amber Rose and rapper Wiz Khalifa has been raising the eyebrows of people everywhere as Amber tells in an interview that she allows their 5-year-old son Sebastian to curse to express himself. Yes, you heard me right. Amber says that she lets her son curse in the house because it's a form of expression. She then tells him that it's when it's appropriate and to not say it at school. Amber adds that Sebastian can say anything but the N-word. And Wiz Khalifa adds in and says that he would rather his 5-year-old son say the F-word. Y'all, whose mama let them cuss in the house, Mia? Was it your mama?
Not my mama. Was it your mama?
Not my mama.
And we got the same mama.
That's what I'm saying, though. Listen, okay. I get you expressing yourself and want to give your child the opportunity to express himself, but to cuss, to curse, to use profanity at the age of 5, look, I just don't need for that to bite Amber in the butt later on in life, and he ends up expressing himself back on you.
I couldn't even say stupid. Stupid was a curse word when I was a kid.
Mia, like, you know, we what I'm couldn't saying? Even say booty.
Misa, what times are we living in?
Mia.
It's all fun and games, so he cuss you out.
That's all I'm saying, though.
That's all I'm going
to say. That's all I'm saying, though. I mean, it's all fun and games and letting him express himself the moment you get him the opportunity to express himself about how you making him feel.
Right, and he mumbling under his breath.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. It ain't my child.
It ain't my child. It couldn't be me. That's all I gotta say. Hashtag, she lets her son cuss.
Hashtag, when he's had enough.
Hashtag, when I was young.
Hashtag, I couldn't even say shut up.
Hashtag, too many hashtags.
Listen to this one, guys. Hashtag, wear it out, send it back. Now, everyone shops for clothes, whether it's to look fresh at school, work, or even when you're hanging out on the weekends. Now listen to this. According to a survey a credit card company Barclays took, it seems that online shoppers, predominantly in the UK, are running up the bill for online shopping and return clothes less than 72 hours later. Over 2,000 of people were polled, and it says that 1 in 10 shoppers admitted that they buy clothes, take pictures of them on social media, and then return the clothes afterward. Even more shocking revelation is that men seem to be the leading cause of all of this. To take it even further, man, it seems that the age of 35 to 44 age ranges are the big culprits. So, Misa, not only can we not trust men, but we can't trust our adult men. Like, what? We can't trust adults and we just can't trust men.
Man, well, we can't trust the baby men either.
The baby men?
You said adult men. I'm like, what other men are there?
No.
What about the baby men?
What do you know? I'm saying that because it says that 15% of men are the reason to why they're the ones that are buying the clothes online, taking pictures in them, and then taking them back. And from 35 to 34, if you 35 to 34, you trifling at 35 and 34?
You're too old
and 44,
to do this. You're too old to do this, sir. Like, don't you have a tire to rotate? But you got time to sit on the internet to order your size of pants.
Flex on the gram with your new shirt and then send it back.
Send it back.
We send the whole man back.
We don't know what you was doing in the pants.
We don't know. We don't know. It's trifling, man.
And it's childish, too.
And it's childish, too, for the grown man.
For the grown man.
The grown man. Hashtag, hey, I like that fit.
Hashtag, you know I come in stunting.
Hashtag, but why you still got the tag on, though?
Hashtag, don't say nothing.
Hashtag, too many hashtags. And listen, we're giving you hashtag, too many hashtags. That's right. All things current as well as all things trending through the use of hashtags.
This one is crazy. Hashtag, who drinks LaCroix? Now, to those that drink the sparkling all-natural beverage LaCroix, listen up. Now, I've never liked the drink, and I've actually felt like people that do drink it has no taste buds because it literally doesn't taste like anything.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, maybe it hasn't or it wasn't supposed to taste like anything from the beginning because they are facing a lawsuit saying that they aren't as all-natural as they advertise. Now, a customer claims that the cockroach insecticide linalool is used as an ingredient in the drink. According to the Food and Drug Administration, LaCroix contains many other ingredients that have been identified as synthetic. Y'all, listen to this. And LaCroix is totally aware that they use unnatural ingredients, the ingredients can cause certain things such as kidney toxicity, tumors. They use ingredients that is used to treat cancer and use ingredients that is included in roach insecticide. You acting like you all high and better than everybody else drinking this LaCroix, but you drinking...
And you drinking Beetlejuice!
You drinking Raid on the rocks.
Misa, I knew something was wrong with that drink! I knew it! I knew someone wrote that drink the second I drank it.
Man, look.
That's messed up, man. You lost me at roach. Who's drinking Beetlejuice? Bro, like, I'm crying right now. This is funny, but it's not funny.
Look.
People are crazy while for drinking this drink.
Yo, listen. It's insane.
Any
out here.
Drink with the X in it, you shouldn't drink.
You just shouldn't drink everything that's on the grocery aisles, okay?
Oh, my God.
Look, you have to do your own research. And it wasn't until a woman that was like, look, this tastes like Raid, man. Like, I don't like this taste. I'm going to go and look at the ingredient list. And she sure enough found out that roach insecticide is an ingredient that is in LaCroix.
You are drinking roaches!
Mm-mm, y'all.
You might as well be. If that's what kills them, you drinking it.
Well, I'm just here to state the facts. I'm only telling you what I know. And I knew something was wrong with LaCroix because it tastes like electricity.
That's just the only thing we're trying to tell you guys. When you listen to hashtag too many hashtags, we saving lives out here. Because I bet you somebody was drinking a LaCroix listening to this hashtag and they spit it out the minute Misa gave her hashtag.
Look, we're just here
we
to save a life.
We just saved your life.
We saving lives.
A hashtag saves a life, man. Trend it worldwide.
Hashtag, what flavor would you like?
Hashtag, mango or grape?
Hashtag, I'll take the strawberry kiwi.
Hashtag, bug spray.
Hashtag, too many hashtags.
Here's the last one for you guys. Hashtag, aloha big screen. Now, as we all know, you know, Disney has been really big on live action movies lately. You know, we're releasing movies like The Jungle Book and Beauty and the Beast. You know, soon releasing movies like The Lion King and most recently Aladdin, because you know, they just released, you know, the trailer for it, the poster and all those types of things. Well, a new remake movie is on the horizon. Get ready for Lilo and Stitch to become a live action Disney movie.
No.
I'm not. Listen,
no,
man.
No,
it's facts.
No.
It is facts.
So you're telling me that they're about to create a live action Lilo and Stitch and all 8,000 of his little cousins?
They are. But listen, here's my only thing. I have high expectations for Lilo and Stitch. I'm going to tell you one thing. The two things that I need, okay? I expect for both of them to get done. One, I need for the role of Lilo and her, like, her sister to be Hawaiian. You know, don't get just no light-skinned girl who looks like, no, like, get someone who is Hawaiian.
Authentic.
Genuine. Due to the culture and all that. Number two, we need a real alien.
What?
Yup. You heard what I said. They better get a real alien to play Stitch. Who else? Jamba. What's up? Pleek. That was her name, wasn't it? Jamba's the little skinny one.
Listen, the fact that Mia remembers all 89.
His cousin that was eating those sandwiches all the time.
Oh, I remember him.
Yeah, all of them. The big stinky head. I don't remember his name. I just remember they always called him Mr. Stinky Head. He's an alien. I need real spaceships. Call up NASA.
Well, look.
We're not playing no games here.
But that's the thing.
Ain't no CGI. I want the real thing, man. We got to go to Mars. We got to go to Mars, Disney. We got to get the aliens.
But it makes sense because, I mean, there's a lot of movies that are migrating over to that CGI, you know, feel and different features, which are super cool. I feel like, look, you need to be able to commit to us little kids who are now grown adults that used to watch Lilo and Stitch,
exactly.
Okay? We got the whole series at home. In order.
You remember when Lilo and Stitch was a series? Man, what y'all know about that?
Man.
What do y'all know about that?
Man, millennials stand up.
But listen, I have huge expectations. That's all I ask is for a real Hawaiian and a real alien. That's all.
Not too much.
Hashtag another Disney remake.
Hashtag added to the mix.
Hashtag bring him a girl, Lilo.
Hashtag an experiment 66.
Hashtag too many hashtags. There you go, guys. That was hashtag too many hashtags. Listen, tune in next week where we give you guys more current topics and more things that are going on in today's world.
Listen, we are spinning nothing but the hottest and the newest releases from your favorite artists during Hot Tracks Off the Racks. Hot and ready like a little Caesar's pizza. Of course, you know, we've got everything here for you. And any song that you listen to, that you hear, that you love on Eminem Live Radio, download it. Go ahead and get it into your smartphone, any type of playlist you got going on, because, listen, these songs are new waves.
They are the wave, man. But listen, when we come back, we got a one-minute inspiration and this week's conversation coming up very, very shortly. But listen, here's more new music from your favorite artist. Here's hot track number two, Attention by Byron Juwan featuring No Big Deal. But like right here, you're listening to, you already know.
It's Eminem Live Radio.
Let's do it, then.
Hot track number two.
Turn up, man.
I'ma get this cooking in an instant. Yeah, they call, yeah, they want all my attention. If you don't get the whole picture, take a candid. Young little hit it, sticking to the vision. I got this ice on my chain, dirt on my name. Rose from the thorns, rhyme growing through the game. 44 when I spray, juggle with the clip. I can't put my pride aside, I'm never getting hip. I'm never going old for night. I got that ultra light, y'all creep like poltergeist. My God, we ghost alike. So ocean like, I take a swim in all the sauce. Ain't no cap, get it twisted, pop it off. Ooh, all the team get the wins and the rings, though. All this drift falling off, need a raincoat. Mama said, make the goal, what you aim for? Young run from the foe, shooting range close. Ayy, and that's word on my life. Don't you come and try to mess up my night. Ayy, I've been scheming, got a plan and device. You know I'm free, I had to cut off some ties. I'ma get this cooking in an instant. Yeah, they call, yeah, they want all my attention. If you don't get the whole picture, take a candid. Young little hit it, sticking to the vision. I'ma get this cooking in an instant. Yeah, they call, yeah, they want all my attention. If you don't get the whole picture, take a candid. Young little hit it, sticking to the vision.
Yeah.
honored God with my entourage. Indie Tribe LLC, and I'm Michael Scott. Pint of holy water, you could call it Voss. Center stage in Atlanta, watch me lean and rock. I might have a couple exes wanna see me drop. If I die, I'm a legend, I don't see the prob. If I die, I'm in heaven, I'ma be with God. In the sky with the 12, I don't mean the law. Yeah, please approach the tribe with some caution. Yeah, all my homies top 10 and not 10. Yeah, lil' baby run a business, call her Pepper Potts. Or I might call her Mary, cause she poppin'. Yeah, she poppin', yeah. Almonds in my coffee, yeah. Hearing like I'm Jordan Borden, I want you like Rodman, yeah. Death is just a comma, I be calm off in my coffin, yeah. Pillow in my casket, I'm a zombie with a calling, yeah.
I'ma get this cooking in an instant. Yeah, they call, yeah, they want all my attention. If you don't get the whole picture, take a candy. Young Lou, hit it, sticking to the vision. I'ma get this cooking in an instant. Yeah, they call, yeah, they want all my attention. If you don't get the whole picture, take a candy. Young Lou, hit it, sticking to the vision.
Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait, go back. There it is. Yeah, 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 yeah. Woo! Yo, you are now tuned in to the liveest show in the world. Yeah, turn up your radio. It's about to go down. Eminem got the hottest show around. So turn it up.
Welcome back to the number one teen young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration, Eminem Live Radio. That was Hot Track off the rack number two with Attention by Byron Jawan featuring No Big Deal.
And listen, we have two more hot tracks where that came from, so make sure you guys keep it locked right here. But listen, make sure you're part of the Eminem Live Radio podcast family. Make sure you're subscribed to our Eminem Live Radio podcast, whether it's on iTunes, Google Play, iHeartRadio. Make sure you subscribe. You get notified every time, every single time a new Eminem Live Radio podcast goes live. So again, subscribe to our Eminem Live podcast, man. Do it right now on iTunes, Google Play, and iHeartRadio.
But keep it where you got it, because we got so much more in store for you. We got more hot tracks off the rack. We got a 1 minute inspiration and a great conversation that you need to be a part of. Amia, how was your week?
Listen, it was really, really good. Listen, one thing I love doing throughout our week is, even though we get a chance to talk, you guys get a chance to hear our voices once a week, I like getting the chance to interact with, you know, our listeners, our followers on social media. If you're not following us on social media, shame on you.
What you doing?
Shame on you.
What you doing?
But listen, you have time to redeem yourself. You can follow us on Facebook at Eminem Live Radio and Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio. I mainly suggest Instagram because we do a lot of like polls and fun interactive things. And lately, I did this poll. Recently, I just did this poll, you know, kind of like topic on Disney movies, kind of giving like a this or that, which one was better, you know, which is which, kind of like on our IG story. And we got a lot of different responses. So I was going to give the results for which things were the best on when it comes to Disney movies.
Okay,
so listen. So I posted, we said, who was the best sidekick, Mushu or Genie? 46% of people voted Mushu and 54% voted Genie. So Genie won that.
What?
And it's crazy because I always thought Mushu called Mulan's horse a cow.
That was hilarious. But not
and
only
you hilarious.
Listen, not only that, but Mushu was, well, the voice of Mushu, I should say, was by the iconic Eddie Murphy. You can't get no funnier than Eddie Murphy.
He helped her save China.
I don't know.
That's just me, man.
I don't know. Like,
that's just
me, dog. I disagree with that.
Maybe I got to watch Aladdin again.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it is. But listen, we also said, who had the most underrated love story, Tarzan and Jane or Belle and the Beast? 79% said it's Tarzan and Jane, and 21% said Belle and the Beast. And that was, so, you know, Tarzan and Jane kind of won that one. I could see that one. We also said, who was the best underdog, Chicken Little or Quasimodo, you know, from the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Okay, yeah.
So Chicken Little won 68%. Quasimodo got 32%.
Yeah, I can see that, though.
But Quasimodo, that was a really... Have you seen The Hunchback of Notre Dame?
I have.
All odds work. He was friends with gargoyles.
But the thing...
Nobody want to be friends with him. And then he walked away with the prettiest girl ever.
Look, but Chicken Little was a... He was a little chicken nugget, you know? And he was trying to be, you know, big in the streets.
Misa, I think calling him chicken nugget is offensive because, you know... Oh, my goodness. You done already fried him up and ate him.
Next question.
Okay, we also said, who was the best dynamic duo? Pumbaa and Timon or Lilo and Stitch? Now... Listen, Timon and Pumbaa took this one. It was 74% Timon and Pumbaa, Lilo and Stitch 26%.
I agree.
I mean, you can't beat Hakuna Matata.
Yeah.
What a wonderful
thing. Lion King. Come on now.
Okay, so next one we said, which Disney princess is the most underrated, Mulan or Pocahontas? 43% said Mulan, but 57% said Pocahontas. I feel like both of them are very underrated.
Yeah.
They really don't get that much credit either one of them.
That's a hard one.
You know, one kind of saved her tribe and the other one saved China.
I mean, that's technically the same thing.
They both did a really big thing. A
lot of people were saved.
Okay, and here's another one. We said, who had the best father-son relationship, Goofy and Max or Marlin and Nemo? Now, Goofy and Max won with 42%. Well, no, they didn't win. They said Goofy and Max had 42%. Marlin and Nemo won with 58%.
Yeah.
I mean, the man searched all of the ocean for his son. I mean, you can't, if that ain't love, I don't know what is.
Now, that's true.
Now, next one we said was, which had the best sequel, Finding Dory or The Incredibles 2? The Incredibles took
one. Yes.
The Incredibles 2 got 70%, Finding Dory 30%. And listen, I've seen Incredibles 2. Genius. Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. And the last one here it is. Who had the best friendship? Woody and Buzz or Mike and Sully? And Mike and Sully took it with 57%. Woody and Buzz got 43%.
Yeah, I agree. Monsters, Inc. was a good flick.
Monsters, Inc., I think, is the most underrated movie ever.
Yeah.
That is a great... It's an amazing movie.
Yeah.
But listen,
man,
make sure you're following us on all social media. We can do more interactive things. Listen, we just want to have fun with you guys when we're on and off the air. Again, make sure you're following us on social media at MM Live Radio.
Most definitely. But listen, we got a good conversation that's got a lot of people in their feels.
Mm-hmm.
All centered around this right here. Give it to Amia.
Listen, this week's question is all centered around this, our first lady. Melania Trump says that women need really hard evidence if they come forward with sexual assault allegations. Now, do you agree or disagree with that statement? Listen, you guys gave us your opinions. We're not afraid to give us your opinions. Thank you guys so much again for commenting on this week's question. Now, we're going to read some of our favorite comments we got over on Instagram.
Here we go. We got a lot of wordy ones, so I'm going to try to get through them real quick. Thanks so much for commenting on Instagram at Jasmine Iko. This person says, there isn't always evidence. Sometimes it's just trauma. At Kingdom 24, I'm a dude. Yeah, some folks do lie, but the number that lie compared to the number of folks that tell the truth are literally about 100 to 0.05.
Ooh, man. And again, guys, the question for this week is, Melania Trump says that women need really hard evidence if they come forward with sexual assault allegations. Now, do you agree or disagree?
We got a couple more left. At The Chemo Jones, shout out to Chemo. He says she shouldn't need evidence, but in the society, everyone is skeptical about things that matter. At Supernaturally Nisi, you do, though, especially if you're going to come out 20 years later talking about you were assaulted. You need evidence, otherwise keep quiet like you've been doing. Timing is the part that annoys me. Now that is public, excuse me. There's a fine line between clout chasing and really finally having the nerve to say what happened to you. Either way, back it up.
Listen, man, we got so many mixed reviews, man. Again, the last question for this week is, Melania Trump says that women need really hard evidence if they come forward with sexual assault allegations. That's what she said. Now, do you agree or disagree with that comment, man?
Yes, thank you guys so much for commenting. Like Mia said, it's still possible. There's still time for you to jump on in there on social media. Instagram and Twitter is where it's at to give us your opinions. And be sure to tag us at MM Live Radio. And also, shout out to everybody that still got a Facebook. You can still give us your opinions by hitting us up at M&M Live Radio. Keep it where we got it. We got so much more for you. But right here, right now, it's the moment that you guys have been fiending for. Listen, I've been waiting for this moment all show long. 1 minute inspiration. We're giving you guys 60 seconds of inspiration, motivation, and encouragement. And up to bat this week, we got my girl Mia.
Another 1 minute inspiration, and once again, I have been inspired by what? That's right, a kids movie. That's right, you guys know me so well. So the inspiration this go around comes from Kung Fu Panda. So in the movie, there's this panda named Po who dreams of becoming a Kung Fu warrior. Now his town announces that it's time to select the Dragon Warrior, which means that they will have limitless power, and more importantly, it was their destiny to achieve Kung Fu at its highest power. And it turns out that Po was chosen to be the Dragon Warrior, and everyone was surprised, including Po himself. Now, Po is a clumsy noodle server, and you know he's a panda, so he's kind of, you know, he's kind of pudgy, but you know, he's the most unqualified person to live up to this title he was given, and which causes him to feel very inadequate. And on top of that, his dad didn't believe in him. The Furious Five, his Kung Fu colleagues, talked about him behind his back. His master even tried to sabotage him to make him quit. But Master Oogway, the one who chose Po, said that it was his destiny to be the Dragon Warrior and makes no mistake in choosing him. And long story short, Po unleashes his power, believes that he's in fact the Dragon Warrior, and basically saves all of China. Now, why am I telling you this? Here it is. You've dreamed of the position you've wanted, the opportunities you've wanted, the places you'll go, the people you'll meet, etc. But when it finally comes your time and those things present themselves, you get scared and you question yourself as if you haven't been dreaming about these things your whole life. Remember when I said that Master Oogway chose Po and said that it's his destiny to be the Dragon Warrior and that he made no mistake choosing him? The key words are chose, destiny, and no mistake. God gave you those dreams and he chose you and says that it's now your time to live out your dreams because he wrote it in your destiny before you were born. And just because you feel inadequate and unqualified doesn't mean a doggone thing, because he planned this for you and he makes no mistakes. And I got all of that just from Kung Fu Panda. Listen, your dreams and visions were meant for you to fulfill, no one else. Now, all you got to do now is realize what you're capable of, conquer your dreams, and live up to your destined potential.
Excuse me. All I got to say to piggyback off that is you could be chubby or you could be a noodle, but you better act like the Dragon Warrior. Why? Because God said that's exactly what you are.
Not a noodle. That's a noodle. He was a noodle server.
Oh.
How he a panda and a noodle?
I'm just saying, what I'm trying to say is, look, you cannot look at your your physical circumstances, okay? I don't care how you're shaped. I don't care where you work. I don't care where you're from. I don't care what you look like. Look, you have a destiny on the inside of you, and make no mistake about it, it was there on purpose, and you have to walk in your destiny. You better be a Dragon Warrior, boy.
You better be one, sis.
Mm-hmm. 1 minute inspiration dropped to you by my girl Mia. Listen, we got so much more coming to you, but we got to get back to some good music.
Here it is right now, hot track number 3. Here is All She Wrote by Cass, and we'll be right back. You're listening to, you already know,
hey, it's Eminem Live Radio.
Ladies,
yo, this is hot track number 3.
5, 4, 3, 0, yeah.
Yeah, no longer broken, yeah, yeah. Now that I'm chosen, yeah, yeah. Shout out to my failure. Try call me later, probably won't answer, yeah, yeah. Different time zone, on a different wavelength. Not gonna let you rule me no more, it's true. I don't even cry anymore. I've been through all of this all before, but now I know one thing to be true. He's working all things now for my good. And we're running all upset. I'm done with all of the tears. I ain't got no regrets. What I went through brought me here. It worked out for the I'm not talking about the cheddar, but now I pay my bills. God got me, however, it's true. What I've been through is all she wrote. It made me, it's true.
Mind be made up, nothing to lose.
this life that I'm living. Man, I still can't believe it. Then it's like a replay of something that I did. Still comes right in my head. But I ain't gonna let this ruin me no more, it's true.
My name is Mia,
also known as Eminem, and you are listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration. And we are going in, as always, here in the studio. Thanks so much for tuning in. That was new music by Cass, All She Wrote.
And we got one more hot track after that, so make sure you guys keep it locked right here on, you already know, it's Eminem Live Radio.
Of course, listen, we got a great conversation that's going up right here, right now, that you guys are all just piling in on. We love it.
We love it, man. Listen, it's all centered around this week's question right here. Melania Trump says that women need really hard evidence if they come forward with sexual assault allegations. Now, do you agree or disagree with her saying that? You guys are giving us all your opinions on social media. Thank you guys so much for commenting again on this week's question. Now we got some more comments we're going to read over on social media.
Here we go. We got another one on Instagram real quick, one time for the one time, at Hollywood_Cole. Thanks for commenting. I think you need evidence to put anybody behind bars. That's how the legal system works. Heading over to Facebook, all the way up in New York City. Thanks so much. We see you. Reese Terry Dees. She says she's just had a simple-minded as her husband.
And again, guys, the question for this week is, Melania Trump says that women need really hard evidence if they come forward with sexual assault allegations. Agree or disagree?
Kyla Samuel Stewart says, nah, I think it depends. Many times circumstantial evidence is enough to witness or enough or witnesses of multiple victims should be enough, especially for cases that happened long ago. False accusations are not too common within your average assault case. If possible, hard evidence, whatever that means, is ideal but not realistic, because in many cases, victims are afraid or just have a hard time coming forward until a while later after the incident. So I guess I disagree. It's not a black and white thing, but for the most part, I disagree.
A lot of mixed comments on this week's question. But listen, thank you guys so much for commenting again on this week's question. If you still want to go ahead and comment, listen, go ahead. Hit us up on Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio, and Facebook as well at MM Live Radio. But of course, you guys know you got to get your girls' opinions on this week's question. So Misa, Melania Trump says that women need really hard evidence if they come forward with sexual assault allegations. Now, do you agree or disagree with that?
Mia, this is really hard to say, but I gotta be true to myself, and I'm gonna tell you why I feel this way. But, man, I agree.
You agree with her saying that? Mm-hmm. So you think, you do think that now women need really hard evidence?
Yeah. And it's only unfortunate. Well, let me ask you this. Same question for you. Melania Trump says that women need really hard evidence if they come forward with sexual assault allegations. Do you agree or disagree?
Okay, I don't want to sound super complicated with my answer, but I'm somewhere in the middle. Okay, listen, I do agree with her to a point, only because I feel like, hear me out, in today's society, because, you know, there are people who are just like, you know, I don't know, it's kind of like they kind of like look at us sideways, and they kind of think that like everything's being made up, I guess, when it comes to, I guess, these sexual assault allegations, and because like things are going on with Brett Kavanaugh and, you know, other things that have been going on, you know, Harvey Weinstein and all those types of things. You know, I think because people are so quick to like, oh no, this is just fake, it doesn't mean anything. And our president even backing up saying, oh, now you never know today, because I mean, you can get falsely accused, and because those are things being put in like to people's society, that women are even just making this up just to even make it up. I feel like now to prove the fact that you're like, okay, this happened, and I'm gonna prove you wrong, like, right. Prove me right.
Right.
I feel like now you do need evidence. The fact that she says really hard evidence, I don't know, I feel some type of way about that. Like you need, like, as if like you just having evidence isn't enough. Like, you need full-time receipts. I feel like even though, yeah, if you said it, it happened, but I feel like at the same time, you do need those things to back you up. But at the same time, if like in the case with, you know, the Brett Kavanaugh thing, if the woman said it happened, what does she have to gain from that? You right. know what I'm saying? Like, if she is coming out forward saying this, just because you're running, it's not for her personal gain. It's for her to speak her truth.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's very true. Now, this is why I say why I said. I do agree. The reason why I agree with her statements of having hard evidence, or really hard evidence, is only because we do and we have lived in a society in which there were women that lied on other men about, you know, being sexually assaulted.
That does happen.
And it has happened, and it's happened too often. You know, there's been innocent men out here that have served time for a crime they did not commit.
Mm-hmm.
And for that very reason, I mean, I just can't sit up here and say, I'm only thinking about the women, because there are some men who are falsely accused, and I have to think about them too.
That's real.
You know, and a lot of times we as people, we do kind of just gravitate towards the women, and a lot of times we don't even think about the men. You know, not only just the men who are painted falsely as victims, or excuse me, as suspects, but even those guys out here, there are men out here who are also sexually assaulted, and we got to think about them too. There are some men out here that have painted women falsely of, you know, assaulting them.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's not right, you know, because sexual assault and the hashtag MeToo movement is so prevalent. I feel like now, unfortunately, we've had to gravitate to the fact that there are some people who are lying, and that's not fair.
Yeah.
Now, the only reason why I do agree is because, I mean, I do think that you need to be able to say what happened and give a little backstory of what really took place so that justice can be served.
I do agree with one of our followers where you said that if time passes, like 20 years, oh, you definitely need evidence.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Only because it's kind of like time has passed. You need either like a witness or just something to back up your stance. Now, I do want to say this with us saying that, like, the really hard evidence, I think that's what's kind of threw everybody off. What's the whole, you need evidence when you come forward. I don't think of that as a we don't believe you thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think it's just kind of like you need to, I guess you need receipts, I guess.
But that's true.
But not as if like you lying. Like, no, it's just kind of like you said it happened. Prove them that you said that happened.
Yeah.
It's never as if we don't believe you. I agree with one of our followers that also said with any crime, you do need evidence. You know what I'm saying? And also, there's another thing. I never want anyone to say that I'm lying.
Mm-hmm.
So I will always prove you. Okay, you say I'm lying. Well, I'm gonna pull this out. Bring out so and so who was there with me. Who, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know,
right.
Prove you that. Like, this is no joke, bro.
Right, right. And even to back off on that, Mia, it's kind of like what happens in our everyday society. Like, I mean, if somebody broke like a vase, or somebody like stole a laptop, and you saw it happen, you need to speak up and say it and prove it. Look, I don't have my laptop in my bag. Or, like, for example, like, for, we always say pulling out the receipts.
Mm-hmm,
I
right.
paid for this. Like, this is my receipt. This is my proof that this took place on this time, on this day. It's a innocent until proven guilty type scenario. And like one of our followers said, I mean, that's just how the legal system works.
Do you think that people jumped on Melania Trump because she's Melania Trump?
And
you know what I'm saying?
Married to the president?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course. They're always going to give her a flag because she's married to Trump. Always.
Yeah.
Like, literally for the rest of her life. And the only sad thing about it is the fact that we have hardcore proof. She want to talk about really hard evidence. We have some solid evidence on Trump, on President Trump, you know, sexually assaulting women. But he has, like, you know, he has, like, this high position in the country as being the president of the United States. So for her to even say this, and your husband is Trump.
Yeah.
Like... And we have people like Cosby in jail.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like, where do we draw the line? And I'm not saying at any point, you know, Cosby should not be thrown in prison because he's a black man. Like, I'm not saying that at all. If he did it, and because he's been accused of doing it and guilty of doing it,
he should serve time.
He should serve his time.
Right.
But so should Brett Kavanaugh. So should Donald Trump. So should
Harvey Weinstein.
Harvey Weinstein.
Matt Lauer.
Yeah, what's the other guy's name from Two and a Half Men?
Charlie Sheen.
All of them should be sitting right there together.
Lined
serving
up.
Serving their time.
But they should.
Even women that sexually assault men. You know that Terry Crews? Terry Crews was assaulted.
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
And whoever assaulted him should be right there serving their time. Justice needs to be served. I don't care if it happened to you when you're 1 year old and if you're 100 years old. Speak up because your voice is not silenced. They should not allow anyone to silence your voice.
Listen, before we get to this next song, I do want to say this. Just because we are saying the things, our opinions of how we feel, our first lady says how she feels, I don't never want for any sexual assault victim to be afraid to come forward.
Ever.
Ever to be afraid to come forward. Whether it says you really hard evidence. If it happened to you, you need to speak up, period.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, whatever it is, don't make this feel like, oh, well, I mean, because I don't feel like I'll have enough. I don't feel like my evidence isn't really hard. No. You still need to speak up,
yes.
Period.
Yes.
And people will back you up on that. 110%. But listen, let us know what you guys are thinking on this week's question with Melania Trump saying that women need really hard evidence if they come forward with sexual assault allegations. Do you agree with that? Disagree? Let us know what you're thinking on social media at MM Live Radio. But listen, we got to get into some more music right here, right now.
You know, we got to close the show out, man. We got Hot Tracks off the racks. We got the fourth one right here. Ready for YOU. Listen, we always talk about this dude right here, Aaron Cole. He is straight making history.
Making history. So here's his new single right now, Making History. Keep it like right here, you're listening to. You already know.
It's Eminem Live Radio.
This is something new.
Hot track number 4.
Bump this.
Okay, I made it at my mama's house. Grown man days now. Different walk, but the mission look the same now. Lay it down, now I lay down in my grave. I know I'm red, but it's just too much up at stake. Give me faith, so I can walk through the valley. I got my people around me, secure the bed like it's Cali. Just making moves, like it's 1999. It's historic, cause God making me to shine. Yeah, all the rumors that you heard is true. I'm the hype, I'm the living proof. Don't hate me cause he made me this crazy. Yeah, it's just history, baby. All the rumors that you heard is true. I'm the hype, I'm the living proof. Don't hate me cause he made me this crazy. Made me this crazy. I'm making history, baby.
Yeah, we making history, baby. We making history, baby.
I'm making history, baby.
Yeah, ain't no mystery, baby. We making history lately. Yeah, cause we the rookies of the year. All I see is devils in my rear. Yeah, we making history, baby. It's just history, baby. Just that Diana Ross singing with the Supremes. It's Barack being the president, you know what I mean? This that Moses using the staff and parting the scene. This mic hitting the moon while Billie Jean up on the screen. Like, good ain't good enough. The snakes ain't drilling us. I'm focused, baby. You on that woulda, coulda, shoulda stuff. Put me in the Guinness Book. He made me this crazy. Ayy, it's just history, baby. All the rumors that you heard is true. I'm the hype, I'm the living proof. Don't hate me cause he made me this crazy. Made me this crazy. I'm making history, baby. Yeah, we making history, baby. We making history, baby.
I'm making history, baby.
Yeah, ain't no mystery, baby. We making history lately. Yeah, cause we the rookies of the year. All I see is devils in my rear. Yeah, we making history, baby. It's just history, baby. All I know is I got it. Just give me a dime in my pocket. Hey, we making history, baby. It's just history, baby. Yeah. All I know is I got it. Just give me a dime in my pocket. Hey, we making history, baby. We making history, baby. Yeah. Yeah. All the rumors that you heard is true. I'm the hype, I'm the living proof. Don't hate me cause he made me this crazy. Yeah, it's just history, baby. All the rumors that you heard is true. I'm the hype, I'm the living proof. Don't hate me cause he made me this crazy. Made me this crazy.
I'm making history, baby.
Yeah, we making history, baby. We making history, baby.
I'm making history, baby.
Yeah, ain't no mystery, baby. We making history lately.
I'm making history, baby.
Cause we the rookies of the year. All I see is devils in my rear.
We making history, baby.
Yeah, we making history, baby. It's just history, baby.
I'm making history, baby.
Listen, man, what beat can't Aaron Cole body?
Facts.
Facts, man. Facts. That was Hot Track number 4, Making History by Aaron Cole. Listen, I don't know if you guys know, but this song was featured on ESPN's NBA Rookie Special.
Woo!
On TV, man. Making History, man. Again, that was Hot Track number 4, Making History by Aaron Cole. You're back with your girls, Misa and Mia. From you already know, it's Eminem Live Radio.
Man, be sure to follow your girls on all social media. Like us on Facebook at Eminem Live Radio.
And follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Periscope at MM Live Radio.
We really hope you guys enjoyed today's show just as much as we did. But remember, you can still give us your opinions on this week's conversation.
That's right. Just go to our social media and tell us, answer this for us. Melania Trump says that women need really hard evidence if they come forward with sexual assault allegations. Do you agree or disagree?
And whether you agree that they do need hardcore evidence, because of course people have lied in the past and falsely accused people of actually sexually assaulting them, or you don't agree and you feel like somebody that has been abused, their voice is enough. Regardless, if you have been abused, speak up. Your voice needs to be heard.
Your voice is still valid.
And please make sure that if you have been abused, you call the national hotline. I have it right here. National Sexual Assault Hotline, 1-800-656-4673. 1-800-456-4673. Go ahead and give it a call if you need to.
Thank you guys again for joining in on this week's conversation. But also make sure you're subscribed to our Eminem Live Radio podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and iHeartRadio. And for more info, go to our website, misaandmia.com/podcast.
And tune in to Eminem Live Radio next week because one of our listeners wrote to us in need of advice. And we're going to give it to him live on the air. Don't miss next week's Dear Eminem Letter.
And like always, we'll have more hashtags, conversation, music, and so much more. So make sure you're nowhere else but here, same time, same place. But of course, we got to give the credit where it's due.
You know it. Eminem Live Radio is the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration.
Engineered and co-produced by K.E. to the M.O. Kimo Jones.
Theme song by Glow.
Written and produced by your girls, Misa and Mia.
And the executive producer, Crystal Evans. And Eminem Live Radio is an Eminem Enterprise production.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in to this week's show. But your girls got to get out of here. Don't forget to be yourself like you mean it.
Always remember that the rain and the storm helps things grow. So if you're walking through a storm right now, don't worry, because you're growing from it.
God is the only everything you'll ever need.
And when you can't turn left
or right, turn up, because down is not an option.
Don't forget to confess that it's the best day of your life. Do it every single day. It'll become the best week of your life. Do it every single week. It'll become the best month of your life. And do it every single month. It'll become the best year of your life. We're walking almost into the last couple of weeks of 2018.
2019 is tomorrow. Yeah, basically.
We're here.
Confess the rest of your year, man. It's yours. 2018 can still be your year, man. Use your words for greatness.
That's right.
Love you so much. And thanks for tuning in. My name is Misa.
And my name is Mia. And you're listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration. You already know. It's Eminem Live Radio.
We'll talk to you soon.
Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait. Go back. There it is. Yeah.